Hi, friends. Welcome to Your Life, Your Story. I'm your host, Jill O'Boyle. This podcast is all about turning your battles into breakthroughs and helping you rise up. Perhaps you feel stuck. Life feels heavy right now. You want to numb the pain with all the wrong things in life just to get by. But could your battles in your life actually be perfectly placed in your life for a reason? Could you use these battles as your breakthrough? On this podcast, I will uncover how you can do just that. Not only will I share my personal story, but I am honored to have some amazing guests on the show who are opening up about their life and the battles they have gone through. But through faith and God's calling, they didn't give up. They're now living their best life. And here's the thing, so can you. So if you're there, you're ready to let go of the chains and discover freedom on the other side, then join me inside and let's rise up together. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? I just can't believe it. Like, this year has just flown by. Unfortunately, the other day we got some unexpected news that my in-laws are feeling under the weather, and we had planned to travel to my husband's side of the family to have Thanksgiving with them this year, but it sounds like we'll just be staying home instead and just having Thanksgiving with the four of us. So our plans change, y'all. And you know what? Here's the thing. For once, Jill didn't freak out. Like, this is a big deal. Like, the 2 years ago, Jill, this would have completely sent me in a tizzy, like trying to plan something different really quickly. I would have been running to the store. I would have been trying to get all the ingredients because, oh my gosh, now we are making our own Thanksgiving. And then I would have like had to take a mental break of like, our plans changed. But this year, I just simply said, well, that's a bummer. Like, I really hope that they feel better. But it just wasn't a big deal to me. So this is a huge moment for me because I realized how much I really have grown in the past 2 years. That I'm no longer setting my happiness on external outcomes. Like, I'm embracing change now with a new mindset that now I look at it as, okay, well, this must be happening for me for a reason. It's not happening to me. Like, maybe there was a reason why we're not supposed to travel. And so I'm really have done a 180 in the way that I used to just change would just set me off, where if it didn't go my way, it would really throw me into a tizzy of, or we had this planned and now it's changed. So I was guilty for a long time of just not embracing the change. Like, if I had a plan in place and the weather didn't cooperate, the kids got sick, the restaurant was too busy, or whatever the situation was that made our plans go astray, it would really take me on a toll. And I would just literally stew over it for longer than I care to probably admit, honestly. So I don't know if any of you are like that. But anyway, the fact is that the other day when my husband said Thanksgiving is canceled, relatively speaking, right? I just simply responded with a new frame of mind and just totally at peace with the change. And so I believe change is something that truly everyone does struggle with in some capacity, maybe not as much as I did 2 years ago and beyond. But the other day I had an opportunity to speak in front of 50 women. It was a faith-based organization. It was a networking event. And I talked about three ways to fall into your greatness. And one of the three ways was to be open to change. Because I think that's a big topic that most of us, if we're really being honest, it's not something that we really love to talk about or really want to do. And so I think when I mentioned like, hey guys, this is what we're going to talk about. Number one is be open to change. I think everybody in the room probably sunk in their chair a little bit, like, no, change, really, Jill? Are we really going to talk about this? And the fact is, it is. It's change is hard, but it also can be so rewarding and freeing if you embrace it. But why? If we know that, then why do so many people not embrace it? Why do we stay in discomfort and agony in a state of helplessness instead? Like, we know we need to make a change, but instead we stay stuck in misery instead. Anyone know the answer? The answer is fear. Some of us have opportunities that are right in front of us that are just waiting for us to just step into them, but instead we let them pass us by because we're just too afraid to really step into them. Or for some high achievers and project managers like myself, we can't see the full staircase. Like, we can see some of the details and we look for them and we check for all the details. And when we get to a spot where we can't see the rest of the story or we can't see how the rest of this is going to play out, then we just stop and we give up. And so during my talk the other night, I shared how I think so many of us are looking through the wrong lens. When we can't see how this change will ultimately unfold, here's what we do. We get out our bifocals and we really examine it. Like, what does bifocals do? They help you see the fine print, right? They help you get into the details, read the bottom. So here's what we do. We pick up our bifocals and we examine every detail of this opportunity or this situation, whatever it might be. We just keep examining it and we see all these details and we're like, okay, that looks good, that looks good, that looks good. And then we get to a point where there's nothing left to read and we're just waiting for, we don't know. So we sit and we just ponder and we let fear set in. And then we throw the bifocals down and we say, yeah, you know what? This is a crazy idea. Like, it was kind of making sense. All the details were lining up, but I can't see the end. I can't, the page just ended and I can't see all the details. So nope, I'm just going to throw the bifocals down and not examine it anymore and just stay stuck right here. So we don't trust the path less followed. We don't take the step into trusting and having faith that all things are working out for us. So we're looking through the wrong lens. So honestly, what we really need to be doing is we need to put down the bifocals and we need to pick up the binoculars and look through that lens. So what does binoculars do? Binoculars help you see things that you couldn't see with your naked eye, right? They help you see things that are so far away. And so I think back on my life and the years that I was so reluctant for change. I was holding on to just what I knew. I was living in this life of burnout and craziness. And I knew I was desperate for change. Let me be clear. I was desperate to change, but I couldn't see the full picture. I could see where God was calling me, but I'm like, huh, listen, God, yeah, that sounds great, but I can't see step 4, 5, and 6. And I just have this vision now in hindsight, right? Hindsight's always great. But I just have this vision of just God being like, Jill, I see you over there. I see you. You're a high-achieving professional. You're an awesome project manager. You're a really good event planner. But Jill, let me remind you that you're not in control of this party. I am. And I can just hear him going on and saying, like, having this thought of like, you know, I see you over there. You know, you have the bifocals out, Jill. I see you. Yep. You're examining every detail. You're checking off your list, your to-do list, like you do every day. And you're checking that everything in your life is just going to go just as you had planned. But this event is not yours to plan. And unfortunately, Jill, my parties, they don't always go in the order that you want them to go in. Ooh, ouch. Jill, would you just put down the bifocals and pick up the binoculars instead? Like, Jill, now do you see? Do you see it, Jill? Like, way over there. Like, this is the vision I have where he is just like, there, Jill, there is your destiny. There is your party. Over there is where I am taking you. Do you see how much better it is over there? You're less stressed. You're connected with your family. You're living the life that I've called you to live. Like, how freeing would it be, Jill, if you would just start letting go of the control and let me take you over there? Would you just trust me a little bit? You see, sometimes there are opportunities right in front of us, but we can't see them with our naked eye. But sometimes we just really have to lean in and we have to trust and have faith, like knowing that on this earth, sometimes the things that we are being asked to do may not make sense at all. Take it from me. But let me remind you that you can never connect the dots going forward in life. Like, it's only when you can trust and take the step, and then you can look back and see how all the dots were all connected. They were all part of your story. So friends, I'm just telling you this to learn from my mistakes. Like, don't make it so hard. Like, embrace the change. Like, change can be a beautiful thing, but it takes a level of honesty. It takes a level of trust and faith. And so just think about it. Like, think about the season that we just went through. Like, I love fall. I love fall. I love to drive around and just look at the beauty of all the trees, changing the colors and the pumpkins and just all of it, right? So fall is like one of those things that can remind you that change can absolutely be beautiful. And right now I'm staring outside and I'm looking and it's not so beautiful right now because we're heading into winter. And so I'm looking out the window and I see that, you know, all the leaves are starting to fall off the tree. Well, why do they do that? They do that because they're letting go, you know, they are letting go of the leaves so that they're not weighed down in the next season to come. So that when winter comes and the snow comes, the tree, you know, is not weighted down. So some of us, I think, in order for us to walk into our greatness, in order to accept this change that's in front of us, we need to start letting go of some things that's holding us back. We need to let go of some things that we've been holding on to for far too long. This weekend, I was downstairs with my two boys, and I said, all right, kids, you're going to hate me, but we are cleaning this basement up. And so we did a full clean out of all the 1,800 plus toys that they have down here that they never use. I mean, my kids are age 10 and 6, and they never play with any of these toys, but yet we just keep hoarding them all, right? And so when I started going one by one through these toys, I was like, we haven't played with this. We haven't played with this. We haven't played with this. Like, it is time to start letting go of this. And what do you think they did then? Oh, mom, no. I love that. Oh, I play with that. Really? Do you really? I don't think so. So we had like two full, like huge, like trash bags that you would put like leaves in if you're raking the yard. Like, I mean, big bags that just, honestly, they have lost meaning to my children. Even though they think they still had meaning, they had no true meaning to them. And we talked about it. And I said, you know, guys, sometimes there's beauty in letting go of things. Because think about this. All these toys that we're letting go of, we're going to make another children's Christmas. We're going to bring joy to somebody else. And so they just examined it and they looked at it. And then they were like, do I really need it, mom? Do I not? Like, maybe this would really benefit another kid. And I was like, yes, yes, it would. And so I thought that was a fun exercise to do with them and really teaches them the value. Not only is it about toys, but just letting go of fear and anger and some hurts and pain. And so it makes me think, like, what are you holding on to that you need to let go of? Because just like the toys, who else would benefit if you would just let it go? Like, who else would benefit if you made a decision today to start making some changes? Who is waiting for you to step into something that could radically change your life? Because it's more than just yourself. It's somebody else that's been waiting for you to take this step. So science and research have proven that our minds, you've probably heard me talk about this many times before, but your minds, our brain, is our survival mechanism, right? It's there to protect you. It's there to protect us. And so it sends signs of caution, like anytime that you're ready to step out into the unknown and to get out of your comfort zone. It flashes like caution, alert, oh my goodness, what are you doing? Like, no, 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 stay here, stay here, stay here. Stay where you're comfortable. So sometimes our minds can't make sense of things that are happening. And so instead of putting up the big red stop sign and not moving forward, which many of us do, I want to really challenge you to understand that you have to lean into your heart sometimes. You have to look at these opportunities. And when you start feeling that fear, really get curious about that fear. And ask yourself, is this just my mind and my brain like trying to keep me stuck? Because maybe this is happening for me, not to me. Maybe this is a chance for me to really make a difference in someone else's life, make a difference in my life. Maybe I just need to trust. Feel the fear and do it anyway. So what is the lesson that your heart is trying to teach you? Like, put your mind in the back seat. Like, give your mind a sucker for a minute and tell it to be quiet. And then lean into your heart and listen to really what it's saying. Put your heart in the driver's seat. Put your mind in the back seat and give it a sucker. So as y'all know, I talk about it over and over and over, but your intuition in your heart is always the safest bet. Always the thing that you should be following. That is what needs to be in the driver's seat. And when you let your heart and your intuition control your thoughts and actions and decisions, you'll be able to make so many more changes with just such ease, with grace. You'll be able to live a life that is full of peace and freedom and joy. Endless opportunities can await. So embrace the change. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your heart. Ask, why is it happening for you and not to you? I wish you all a wonderful and healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy this time with your family or your friends, or if you're like us, just in the peace and quiet of your own home, like we'll be doing. Since it is Thanksgiving, let's talk about Black Friday. I am offering a generous Black Friday offer. It's for my Focus, Fulfilled, and Finished program. It's an 8-week one-on-one coaching session with me at 75% off of what I normally charge. Like, it's an amazing deal. It's only available right now because I feel like the holidays is about generous, right, and giving. And so I want to give this gift of a Black Friday offer to you. And it's a great opportunity for right now for you to trust your instincts and say yes to wanting to make a change in your life. So if you've been buried in your work, maybe you've been working 70 hours a week, you've been feeling burned out and stressed, and you're feeling disconnected from your family, your friends, yourself, maybe even God. Have you ever maybe had the desire that you wanted to be more focused? Has that crossed your mind? Maybe have you ever had a desire to want to be more productive, want to be more fulfilled in your work, maybe align your purpose, find what really lights you up? Because during these 8 weeks, I've created a customized plan to reach your goals and your vision. We find the productivity time leaks. We will identify some mindset blocks that have been sabotaging your success. We also establish healthy boundaries. I give you ways that you can finally say yes to the things that you enjoy and have a hard no to things that you don't. And then I help you find your purpose, align your gifts, your strengths with your work, so that way you can become more productive and feel fulfilled in the work that you do. So my goal for you in this 8 weeks is that you will become laser focused in your work. You love the work that you do, and you have a hard stop at 5 p.m. every day so that you can be with your family and your friends. And this is the change that I'm bringing every day to my clients. And it brings me so much joy when I can see them actually having more joy, having more freedom, finding themselves again. Oh my gosh. So many years, I just was like, I wish I could find the old Jill. Well, she is back, my friends. And she is spunkier than ever. So if you want to find yourself again, if you want to be just in control of your life again, then let me know. The offer is 75% off, like I said, and I can get you locked in right now. So just send me a private message or email me at jill@jilloboyle.com, and I'll go ahead and send you over the offer, have a quick chat, and see if it might be a right fit for you. Okay, friends, that is it for today. If you like this episode, please give it a like and share it with a friend. To make sure you stay up to date and never miss an episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I love helping you rise up. Until next time, go out and make it a great day.